What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth does indeed adore him. What a mighty, mighty, mighty God we serve. The Lord is faithful today. He's worthy to be praised. He is so awesome in all of his ways. Perfect. The song says, you are perfect in all of your ways. He's a good, good Father. We love him today. We appreciate him for honoring us. We appreciate him for honoring us. What do you mean, honoring us? He woke you up this morning, clothing in your right mind, the use and activity of your limbs. Hey, Gibasha, gave you a mind to wake up this morning, gave you a mind to call in and pray. Somebody woke up this morning and didn't even have a mind to talk to him, but woke you up with a mind to want to love on him this morning. And for that, we appreciate him. Pastor Butler, if you're here and you don't mind, let you go from 6:05 to 6:20. Then I'll go from there and take us on in. Believe God for the miraculous. Malamanshe. But right before you start, that's the first thing I want to do. God said in his word, nothing is impossible. So before Pastor Butler gets started, let's decree miracles. Let's decree miracles. Come on, lift your voice and say in the name of Jesus, by divine authority, I command miracles in every area of my life. Today, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that you are a miracle-working God. I thank you that you are the God of the supernatural, and the miraculous is where you live. And I command miracles in every area of my life. Uncommon, unprecedented, unusual miracles. Father, I decree miracles. I loose miracles in the life of my family. I loose miracles in the life of KCC. I loose miracles in the life of this nation, in this country, in Congress, and all over the land everywhere. God, may there be a supernatural release of miracles. Unprecedented. Mala, malemen, dele kitalamo, lulalele miki kansalama shata, shata nanamo ufandele kitalamasa, ilabashata. Unprecedented miracles, undeniable miracles. Father, I decree miracles in the body. Father, I thank you that miracles are taking place in people's bodies, that tumors are drying up, cancers are leaving now. I thank you that our conditions are being made whole. I thank you for miracles in our finances. May we never lack. May we never want for anything. I thank you for miracles in the life of our sons and daughters, miracles in the life of our husbands and our wives, our mothers and our fathers. We command miracles. We decree miracles. We bashekele andala kitaya. In the name of Jesus. Pastor Butler is in your hands. You pray from now to about 6:20, 6:25. Having the Lord lead you. Go for it.
Yes, sir. Good morning, sir. Grace be unto you and peace be multiplied. Amen is our prayer. Good morning, KCC family. We're coming before the Lord, and we're going to bless him before we go into another realm. I just feel praise. Amen. Praise is coming for the upright. The scripture says, and unto God shall the vow be performed. And so it is a good thing, scripture said, to praise the Lord. So I'm excited. I'm motivated this morning. I'm inspired. Amen. Not only do I thank God, as Pastor said, that he honored me in waking me up this morning. Amen. I thank him for being, bless God, in the land of the living, because the dead does not praise him. Neither does any that go down in the silent. But David said, while we yet have our being, we should praise him. So let's go before his majesty. Amen. Recognizing, amen, his exalted position and bless him. Let's lift him up. Lift your right hand. Say, Father, In the name of Jesus, we come to adore you, to celebrate you, to honor you, and to praise you. For you are a mighty King who deserves a worthy praise. Hallelujah. Let's praise him right there. Come on. Father, in the matchless name, that's right, matchless. There's none like you. There's none to be compared. You are in a class all by yourself. You are unparalleled and unprecedentedly, Lord Jesus, separated. God, you are high and lifted up. And your train is filled the temple. That's why we bless you, Lord. When you said, bless the Lord, O our soul. Bless the Lord, because thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty. Whom glory, glory, who covers thyself with light as with a garment. Hallelujah. You stretch out the heaven and as a curtain, God. We bless you. Hallelujah. You said you lay the beams of your chambers in the waters. God, you make it the clouds. Hallelujah. Your chariots, hey, who walketh on the wings of the wind. Glory. Oh, blessed Savior, mighty King of glory. We exalt you. There's none like you. Hallelujah. You said you make your angels, hallelujah, your spirits, a flame of fire. Glory. Lord, who is like unto you? Who can be compared with you? There's none like you. Hallelujah. Therefore, we bless you with the fruit of our lips. We give praise and thanks unto you, knowing that it is a good thing to praise the Lord, hallelujah, and to make known your mighty acts among the people. Therefore, we make a joyful noise unto you, Lord. Hallelujah. We serve you with gladness. We come before your presence with singing. Know ye, you said, that the Lord, he is God. Hallelujah. It is you who have made us and not we ourselves. We are your people. And the sheep, my God, of your pasture. We come before your gates. We enter into your gates. We proceed into your gates right now, Master, with thanksgiving. And we enter into your court with praise. We're thankful, King of glory unto you. And we bless your holy name. Hallelujah. For you're good. That's why we praise you. Because you're good. That's why we adore you. You're good. Hallelujah. And your mercy is everlasting and your truth endure unto all generations. Oh, what a mighty, magnificent, miraculous, magnanimous, hallelujah, marvelous, hallelujah, majestic God you are. And for that, we give you the fruit of our lips, giving praise unto your name. Thank you for laying us down to sleep last night, but we awakened because you sustained us. And God, we, Lord, come now to bring the sacrifice of praise. Hallelujah. And we offer unto you the sacrifices of thanksgiving because, Lord, your name is worthy. Worthy is the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. Worthy to receive glory, to receive honor, to receive power, to receive might. Hallelujah. To receive, Lord, dominion. Hallelujah. And majesty forever and ever and ever. Oh, my God, I feel your presence. Hallelujah. I feel your anointing in this room. Lord, my God, I thank you that through you we run and we're valiant. We run through a troop and leap over the wall. I thank you this morning, Lord, for everyone that has made it on this prayer line. Thank you for our shepherd, our leader, the overseer, the keeper of the gate. Glory to God. We give you praise for him this morning. We thank you for our family members. Hallelujah. Husbands and wives. Hallelujah, daughters, sons, grandchildren, Father, we thank you this morning for nieces and nephews and friends that you have attached to us, those who have been assigned to us, Lord, hallelujah, that we can be a blessing to and they reciprocate the same. God, we thank you for them in the name of Jesus. We thank you today, hallelujah, for birthdays. Thank you for another year. Thank you for, Lord Jesus, we didn't die when we thought we would. Thank you, Lord, that you brought us up also out of a horrible pit and the miry clay. Set our feet up on a rock and establish our going. Thank you for a mind to do right. Thank you for a mind to serve you, for a mind to bless you, for a mind to say, let the Lord be glorified from this time forth and forevermore. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God, be lifted up. Hallelujah, thou exalted one. Be exalted. You alone, hallelujah, are the only potentate. You alone, hallelujah, are the one that has immortality that dwelleth in a light that no regular man can approach into. Thank you, Lord, that you have, Lord, allowed us to come boldly before the throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace to help us in the time of need. We bless you, God, because you're the King, eternal and immortal, and you have stretched out the royal scepter, allowing us, Lord, access into the throne room. And for that, we give you divine praise. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Clap your hands and bless him. Bless him right now, O ye righteous. The Bible said, clap your hands and make a joyful noise unto him. Hallelujah. He said, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before him. Because why? He's our maker. Who is our maker? The Lord. Amen. He's our maker. We bless him. Amen. Our first prayer is going to be, amen, our prayer point is going to be, amen, we're coming against every assignment of the enemy that is sent out to destroy our blessing. John 10 and 10 said, the thief cometh, but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Jesus said, but I came that you might have life, and that more abundantly. So we're praying for every assassin, every imp attached to demonic activity. Amen. We are destroying the destroyer assignment. We're decreeing that this week, hallelujah, is going to be supernaturally prosperous. Lift your right hand. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, every destroyer assigned to my life, to destroy my life, I command every destroyer to receive fire and die in the name of Jesus. Come on, Lamb of God, in Jesus' name, we bless you right now. And we thank you that you've given such power unto men. Father, you said this is the inheritance of the righteous because we are yours. And because we are yours, you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, that nothing should by any means hurt us. Therefore, we take our positions as Lord Jesus Christ repairs of the breach and restore of past to dwell in. We take our position, hallelujah, as the enforcers of the Lord commandments of God, as the enforcers, hallelujah, as the Lord law of God, as the enforcers of all the promises of God that are in Christ. And we decree and declare every destroyer, hallelujah, assigned to our life, every thief, every sick bat and thief who comes to invade and to rip, destroy, bring, amen, devastation. We bring devastation to you. And we said, return to sender. Return to sender. Return to sender. Ha, now, ha, now, now. Come on, praise him. Come on and bless God. Hallelujah. And cripple the enemy. Come on and fight this morning. Put your war clothes on. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. That you've given us power. And we command every destroyer to receive fire. Mama, to receive fire. Hallelujah. Bless God and die. Dissipate. Be annihilated. In the name of Jesus, be separated. Exist no more in our life. We command it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We destroy the destroyers who are after our minds, who are after our peace, who are after our families. Mama, come on. Every assigned destroyer, hallelujah, bless God, to destroy our finances, to destroy our relationships and our communications. Every destroyer assigned, hallelujah, to take our peace and our happiness. Hallelujah, may every destroyer be destroyed themselves. May every destroyer be destroyed themselves. May every destroyer today, right now, that comes to destroy our health, to destroy our peace, to destroy our joy, let it be destroyed now. Father, we thank you. We don't have to ask that. You said the kingdom of God suffer violence, and the violent take it by force. Thank you for the power to take it. We take it now. We take our peace. We take our joy. We take our finances. We take our family. We take our relationship. We take our happiness. We take our... Oh, there it is, there it is. We take our mindsets back now. We command our mind, hallelujah, be steadfast on him. We command our mind, hallelujah, to look for him in heavenly places. We command our mind, hallelujah, to be set in heavenly places. In Jesus' name, we command our minds now, hallelujah, to think on those things that are true, just, lovely, a good report, full of virtue and praise. Hallelujah. We think on these things. We receive, we grab, we, Lord Jesus Christ, confiscate our minds back. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that we destroy every destroyer. In Jesus' name, come on, clap your hands and give God glory and praise. Give him praise and glory. I said give him praise and glory right there. Get out of bed. Get out the bed and give him praise. Give him glory. Give him honor. Why? Because he's worthy. Worthy is the Lamb. Hallelujah. Sing from you need him all day. Get yourself up and bless him. Hallelujah. With the fruit of your lips. Come on. Come on. Bless him. Come on. Come on. Bless him. Moshata. Hallelujah. Take authority over every destroyer, over your home. Take authority over every destroyer. Hallelujah. That's assigned to your life. Every destroyer. This week, it will not grow. It will not work. Every accident, we stop it now. Every incident, every circumstance, hallelujah, that would come to disrupt our peace, hallelujah, we destroy it now in Jesus' name. Oh, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Amen. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3, the Bible says, to everything there's a season and a time, to every purpose under the heaven. Ecclesiastes 3. And verse number 1. It says, a time to be born, a time to die, verse 2. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. Hallelujah. The Bible says, as long as the earth remains, in the 11th chapter, there'll be seed time and harvest time. Hallelujah. What are you saying? We're praying along with the man of God, what he has decreed and declared. We are reinforcing what God has said and what has been brought to us. Amen. We declare change. We declare change. Change in every area of our lives. Lift your right hand. Say, Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, we thank you for the change that is coming. We receive divine change, godly change, anointed change for the better. In the name of Jesus. Come on, let's pray. God, we bless you for every change, hallelujah, brought to us, Lord. Every change, hallelujah, brought to us by the Holy Ghost. We receive it. Make our spirits pliable. Make our Lord Jesus' spirits, hallelujah, flexible. Cause our soul, our mindset to be elastic, that it would be stretched, hallelujah, to wherever you want it to be stretched, without hesitation or reservation. We thank you right now that we make ourselves and put ourselves in position to receive all spiritual blessings, hallelujah, that you have set in place in heavenly places for us. We make ourselves, hallelujah, blessed God, fit for the blessing that is to come. Father, thank you for divine change. Thank you for changing our mindset, that we would think on those things which, Lord Jesus Christ, are true, just, lovely, honest, and of good report. Thank you for changing our hearts. Hallelujah, that love may abound. God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for changing our, Lord Jesus, desire. Father God, for you said you give us the desires of our heart. But God, our desire, we thank you for helping us to change our desires to be your desires. And every change brought about the enemy, hallelujah, whether it's natural or spiritual, hallelujah, to destroy our life and hinder our progress, hallelujah, every accuser, we silence it now, and we decree, hallelujah, that it's a lie, and we stop the enemy in this process, hallelujah, and we decree and declare it will not work. We will not digress. We will progress in the name of Jesus. No matter what it looks like, we decree and declare, Father, we are victorious. We are changed because, Lord God, you are changing us. Then we submit ourselves under the majestic hand of his majesty, Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. To go from glory to glory and from faith to favor. Thank you for changing our attitudes. Thank you for changing our speech. We allow our tongue to be used as a ready writer by the Holy Ghost. We thank you for changing our eyes and what we watch, that we decree this week we're set a watch before our eyes and keep the doors of our lips, that we don't speak everything that comes to our mind, but rather mind what we speak. We thank you for the change, hallelujah, that what our hands have done and where our feet have went, that was not productive, not prosperous, not, Lord Jesus Christ, the will of God. We change directions now. Hallelujah. And this week, we prepare. We change. We prepare ourselves for uncommon change, uncommon blessings, uncommon miracles, uncommon favor. Father, that we become the recipients thereof, and we place ourselves in a position to maintain the change that we will obtain. In the name of Jesus, and we come against every man. That's right. Every man and every woman, every boy or girl who desires, hallelujah, bless God, hallelujah, accusation against God, hallelujah, against our lives, against our family, and we command that mouth to be silent. We command those mouths that the enemy would use, hallelujah, to be broadcasters, hallelujah, of defeat, broadcasters of negativity. Be silent. Be silent. Be silent. Now, 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 in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Glory to God. In Jesus' name.
We are coming against every attack. Now, let me tell you something, and I want you to hear this. Two things we're going to pray. The devil is not after you, and he's not after you because you're you. He's not after you because you're cute, you got pretty hair. He's not after you because you're muscular and you're buff. He's not after you, amen, because you look good or because the world thinks you are the best thing since sliced bread. The reason the enemy is after you is for one reason and one reason alone. It's because of your assignment. It's because of what you've been called to do. And that's why the devil is after you. The reason the devil is coming after you is because you're the one who carries the light of your family, all right? You're the one who God has assigned, all right, to be the deliverer of your family. Are you making sense? Yeah, I hope I am. It's your assignment that the enemy is after. It's your assignment. Remember, the devil wasn't just after Jesus. He was after Jesus because of his assignment. It's because of what he was called to do and his assignment, what he was called to do in the earth. And that's why the devil is after you and tries to distract you and tries to get you out of place and tries to get you to miss God. Why? Because of your assignment. Are you hearing me? It's what you're called to do. It's what you're called to change. It's what you're called to break that the devil is after. But in the name of Jesus, raise your right hand and say, in the name of Jesus, I take divine immunity over my assignment. Don't be scared to say it. Come on. Say, I take divine immunity over my assignment. Now, now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I take divine immunity over my assignment and what you've called me to do. For Father, we understand by revelation and insight that you've given me an assignment. And that assignment that you've given me, no one can fulfill but me. And in the name of Jesus, I cover my assignment with the blood of Jesus and declare that my assignment will not be aborted. I decree in the name of Jesus that I will not die prematurely, but I will carry my assignment to the letter. For you said in Hebrews, hallelujah, that you came in the volume of a book, and it is written of thee to do thy will, O God. And in the name of Jesus, I declare that I will fulfill my assignment in the earth, and I will carry it to the letter. Father, I thank you that every assignment in the life of my family, in the life of my son, in the life of my daughter, in the life of my children and grandbabies, nieces and nephews, every assignment that they've been given in the earth. I thank you that they were given their assignment to the letter, that their assignments will not be aborted, that they will not die prematurely, they will not die before their time. But I thank you that their assignment will be fulfilled. I take divine immunity. I command divine immunity, and I enforce sanctions over every power that has been sent to hinder me from filling my assignment. Indele lakuma likele manshatana manso mufali mikeshe. I take divine immunity over every assignment that has been assigned to KCC, KCC Charlotte, KCC Houston, KCC Jacksonville. I thank you that those churches and those ministries have been assigned to make a difference in the earth. And I declare that nothing will be able to hinder the church from fulfilling the assignment that you called them to fulfill. I decree divine immunity. I decree that KCC will not go under. It will not be destroyed. Hey, Masha, Mukanini Mikikaso. No pastor, no leader, no member, no individual who was assigned to KCC will ever be destroyed. They will not go under. Yay, Beshete. Yay, Bashala. Libakusa. Libambili Ikataya. Lantana Maso Tolomoya. Yambibibiki Shelede. Livandala Hazaya. I decree it. I declare it. I command it that every assignment that I've been called to fulfill, I will fulfill. Every destiny, every prophecy spoken over my life, I will carry to the letter. Every prophecy spoken over my finances, every prophecy spoken over my destiny, my ministry, my future, I will carry to the letter. It will not be aborted. It will not be miscarried. It will manifest, and it will manifest now. I decree it. Hey, Masha. Hey, Mukali Mikia. Laleansa. Luzolo Bokutaya. Lemendili Kidalaba. Vankala Makuzaya. Hey, hey, hey. In the name of Jesus. We're going to pray one more prayer. The devil is after your name and your reputation. The devil is after your name and your reputation. Yes, the enemy wants your name to perish from the earth. But the devil is a liar. I decree that my name will not perish. I decree that your name will not perish. Raise your right hand, say in the name of Jesus. I decree my name will not perish in the earth. Now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I decree that my name will not perish. I decree that my legacy will be transgenerational. I thank you that my name will be preserved. I thank you that my name and my legacy will not be hijacked. As a matter of fact, I decree that every individual who desires to see me go under, that Abaloko Shekele Makalamakasa, I will go to their funerals. Father, I decree that my name will outlive me. Let every demonic wish for my name to perish. May that wish backfire in the name of Jesus. I declare that that wish will not see the light of day. I declare that the potency of their words will fall to the ground and die. I thank you that the name of KCC will not perish. I thank you that the name of my children and the name of my family will not perish. I decree it. Open your mouth and command that. Open your mouth and decree that. Open your mouth and decree that the name of your pastor, the name of your church, the name of your leader, the name of your family will not perish. But you will have a legacy. And those who desire to see you go under, they will go under. And those who desire to see you perish, they will perish. Hey, 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 Shika, Likamanka Kalamakukasia, Livandilimi Atolo, Ulaleme, Ele Andalabashata, Lakubi Kizenkele Meklesto, Luzalemi Ampalado, Lulandilimi, Lulandilimi, Lulandilimi Kikanda, Lemendele Adolo Oshaya. Hey, hey, Mikashataya. My name will not perish in the earth. Your name will not perish in the earth. The name of this country will not perish. Uphold this country. Uphold this nation. Uphold Congress. Uphold Senate. I decree in the name of Jesus that you will cause the name of this nation to have legacy. I declare that America will not go under, that the nations of the earth will not go under. I enforce the will of God for this nation. I enforce the plan of God for this nation. I enforce the plan of God for the nations of the earth. I decree it. I declare it. I command it. Hey, Mika, ho, Atuna, ye, tanini me ikase, le, tele, atule me ipanta, lentana mosule me, limandili me ikadala hajaya, javolo bohova, lemekele mankikaso, in the name of Jesus. Ibashaka manda kikakokokokosata. This is the first day of the week. You have your prayer points. You are commanding it. I said you are commanding it. You are commanding divine immunity over your assignment, that your assignment will come to pass, that your assignment will not be aborted, that your assignment will not be destroyed. You are commanding divine immunity. You are declaring that your name will not perish. Mala mashate. Elemanda la kudala makasaya. Are you listening to me? Mean it. Remember, be sober and be vigilant, for there is an adversary. Now I want to challenge. I want to challenge us. Kalamandele kidala makasai. I want to challenge you this week. If here's your challenge this week, no sweets. None this week. No sweets. Right? No sweets. No sweet drinks. No sweet food, no sweets, all right? That's what we're doing. You eat what you want to eat, but no sweets, okay? I'm doing something a little more intense. But you, no sweets this week, right? So let's cut out your sodas, cutting out your soft drinks, cutting out your juices, no sweets, just water, all right? However you want to do it, but no sweets this week. No sweets. We're adding octane, fasting to protect and maintain our expectation. Let's make that our dedication this week. No sweets. All right? That's not hard. You can do that. I'm challenging right now everyone that can. I want you to do this because we're covering our week this week. We're commanding breakthrough in our week this week. And I really want you, you know, I believe our 30 days is up on the 8th of this, on the 8th, which is Wednesday. So I really want us to try to make it to the church and pray, you that can, between now and Wednesday. I want you to push yourself if you can. Make it to noonday prayer, all locations. I went to Jacksonville, and I only saw four names on that list. So I want us to do better than that, Jacksonville. And all these locations, we got to pray, all right? Let's pray. Let's not just be individuals with our hands out. But let's pray. Let's believe God. Let's put our faith out there. I mean that. I want you to push yourself up until the 8th. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, these 3 days, I want you to push yourself to make it to prayer. Push yourself to make it, no matter how you're feeling or what you're experiencing. Let's make it to prayer, all right? I'm challenging everybody right now to go to the website, go to the Cash App. That's $PBCJARA, and so a $20 seed now, all right? Just sow that seed now. Like I said, go to the website. You can give it on briancarn.com. You can give it at $PBCJR. You can mail it. Hallelujah. P.O. Box 11507, Jacksonville, Florida 32239. But I want you to honor God and decree it. I want to say something. Hear me very good. And I said this to you in church. Do not let the enemy pull you out of place. Y'all, please hear me when I say this. I don't care what the situation is. All right, I told one of the saints at the church that sometimes the enemy will use situations. And even though it's a good situation and it makes sense to move, you got to make sure you're hearing God. God, is this what you want me to do? Am I making this decision in my flesh? Or Lord, is this what you want me to do? Okay? So I want y'all to take this very serious. You cannot miss it this coming year. I cannot miss it. We cannot miss it this coming year. We must be adamant about doing exactly what God told us to do, and we cannot get out of place. All right? So please hear me by the Spirit. Please hear me by the Spirit. Do not just make decisions. Be led by the Holy Ghost. Let God lead you. Let God tell you, should I go here? Should I go there? Should I not go? Lord, is this where I'm supposed to be? And Lord, I need to know with clarity and precision. I don't need to be guessing. I don't need to be thinking. Lord, I don't need no sign. I need to know. Right? This is very vital in this hour. I got to be in His will. I don't know about you. I'm talking about me. I cannot afford to miss it because this that is coming is so serious. You that are not in churches, some of you are listening to me on this call, you're not in churches. You need to get planted. Get planted. All right? Now, here we are. I'm telling you right now, get planted because your life, everything depends on that. Get planted. Lakumandele kirala Messiah. All right? I look for you in prayer at all these locations. 12 o'clock, we're praying. We're on the altar. We're calling on the name of Jesus. I want to push that again, and I mean that. I want us to give ourselves to prayer and intercession. And I look for you this evening at 6 o'clock. Hallelujah. We're believing God for miracles. And I'll look for you this evening. I really will. I'll look for you this evening at 6 o'clock. Believing God for breakthrough and for change and for turnaround in your life. You got your prayer points. Now use them. Enforce them. And decree them. All right? And know that good things are coming to you today. Right now. I say good things are coming to you today. I'll see you at 6 o'clock. And I'm excited about your future and mine. Let me tell you something. I believe God's going to do something in your life this week. So make sure you're ready to receive. You are blessed. You're anointed. You're powerful. And I will see you in prayer. If not, I'll see you at 6 o'clock. More grace.